This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Happy Monday. We are live. We are blessed. Thank God for another day. Welcome back to the channel. What's today? December 15th. Today, we're going to talk about a rare multifamily find in Atlanta's West End. We are going to analyze a deal that is active right now in the marketplace. You know, this is something that I'm going to start doing on a regular basis, y'all, because oftentimes as I'm having my coaching calls or you guys are in my DMs asking me questions or even in the comments for that matter, you guys are always asking me about deals, right? Like you don't find deals. You don't know how to analyze deals. You don't know who to work with, who's the realtor. Like you don't understand the market. I mean, there's a whole slew of things that comes up when I'm having conversations with you guys. And I decided to do this segment called Keys in the Market with MG, where I bring on local real estate professionals, people that I have done business with, people I haven't done business with that come highly recommended. And I want to bring active listings, meaning after you watch this, you'll be able to contact the broker, the realtor who was on the show with me, be able to get pre-approved by me and my team and make an offer. It's very simple, right? I'm going to break down the numbers, conventional FHA. The realtor is going to break down the area. I'm going to ask questions. I'm going to let you know if I like the deal or not, but ultimately it is your choice of what you want to do. If you want to make an offer or not, if you want to go view the property, if you like it, whatever your comments are, let us know. Okay. So without further ado, let's get this started. We're going to bring on, this is going to be my very first guest. And this happened very random, but I'm going to get to that story on another day. All right. So I want y'all to show some love for my girl, Arne Harrison. Arne, come to the stage, please. How are you today?
And the crowd goes wild.
The crowd goes wild. How are you?
I should have negotiated some clapping in there, like some Jefferson.
You know, I need some sound machines. I need some like sound effects and everything that come along with doing this.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, first of all, thank you for being here today and spending a couple minutes with us. Introduce yourself for those who might not know who you are.
Who doesn't know who I am? No, I'm joking. So I'm Arne Harrison. Thank you so much, Matthew, for having me on. I did not realize this was the first installation of this. I should have built it out a while because now I don't know what to expect. I'm like, But I'm the principal of the Owner Suite sales team. We're an affiliate of Compass Real Estate based out of the city of Atlanta. I'm also licensed in the states of Florida, North and South Carolina. And my approach to real estate is very simple. It's real estate for real people. I listen to your story. I provide you with the education and information that allows you to make the best decision for your lifestyle, finances, and long-term plans. So I've been in this business for over 23 years, coming up on 24. I love working with residential buyers and sellers and small business owners. So I do toggle between residential and commercial real estate purchases, sales, dispositions, leases, everything real estate.
I love that. Well, thank you for joining us today. You now, I saw this email that you sent out last week.
Yes.
And it was about this property. The address is 658 Cascade Avenue, yeah. Southwest, right? I'm going to type that in chat so everybody has the address too on the screen. We're going to type that in chat too, right? So we can we want people to go Google this information. Now this caught my attention because you said it's just listed Prime West in triplex, income producing plus future development potential.
Absolutely.
This caught my attention.
Yeah.
And once I saw this email, I immediately reached out to you.
Yes.
And I said, you know what? We had a conversation about the property, and I said, you know what? I can fund these type of deals, but I also would love to showcase this to my audience and on my platform. And that's why we are here today. So tell us about 658 Cascade Avenue.
So, you know, again, thank you for having me. I'm bringing something super special to the table today. I'm really excited about this one because it checks multiple investor boxes. We just listed it. Like you said, it's a triplex in Atlanta's historic West End. It's already income producing. It has tenants. It is leased out. It's been well maintained with major systems updated. But the real story is the upside. So the rents are currently below market and the unit mix is super flexible, which investors love. It's prime for short-term rental opportunities if the new seller, the new owner, you know, plans to go that route. And, you know, the best thing about it is the kind of property that works today and evolves tomorrow. So it has a total of 6 bedrooms and 5 baths. At the top level of the unit, there's a 2-bedroom, 2-bath on one side, and then there's a 1-bedroom, 1-bath on the other. And then in the bottom level, there's really a 3-2. However, the property is so unique that the bottom level actually could be divided into a 2-bedroom, 1-bath, and again, another 1-bedroom, 1-bath. So although it is technically listed with the city and divided up as a triplex, it does have the immediate ability to become a quad.
Wow.
So that's the super exciting part about it. And even more exciting is not being rented as a quad right now. So even though only the 2-1 is rented right now downstairs, it could easily be earning potential in that 1-1 space as well.
Really? Look, yeah. Let's take a look at this property. Let's take a look. This is the property that we are speaking about right here. I'm gonna put the link in the Zillow as well. On the link of the Zillow in the where the hell did it just go? I come out here trying to give y'all the link and I done mess up the whole stream. All right, there we go.
It's the Zillow thing.
So I'll do that later, right? Let's get to it. So the house looks beautiful. I'm not going to hold y'all up. I mean, you guys, chat, let me know what y'all think of this home as we go through these pictures. Now, what we're looking at right now, tell us, what area is this? This is the three, two, or two, one bath?
Yeah, this is upstairs. This is the 1-bed, 1-bath that we're looking at on this side.
Mm-hmm.
And then the green kitchen is the 2-bedroom, 2-bath that is upstairs in the unit.
Okay.
And looks then, clean. Yeah, it's very clean. And then we're looking at the downstairs unit right now. The kitchen that you have on the left side, I hope it's left for everyone,
yep.
is the 2-bedroom, 1-bath on the downstairs level. And then I do have, again, a 1-bedroom, 1-bath that is actually not shown in these pictures, unfortunately.
No, this definitely looks clean. I'm not going to hold you up.
Yeah, it's had some renovations done to it in the last 3 years. It does have a new roof on it, which is amazing. That's an expense that would not be incurred. And then all 3 HVAC systems have also been replaced in the home. So that has your CapEx expenses down already out the gate.
Okay. So we got the Zestimate coming in at $724.5. This has been on Zillow for about 9 days. It's been listed. Okay, this is a good looking property. Let's look. What about taxes and insurance? What are we looking like for that?
So I actually don't have an insurance quote, but the taxes are $5,765. So $5,765 for 2024.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So not that expensive. I mean, the price is definitely up there. Now, tell me about this area, right? Mm-hmm. For a triplex, obviously, Atlanta as a whole has been up and stuck for the past probably 5 to 7 years, right? Atlanta has been skyrocketing over the better half of this decade, right? I know there's been some corrections and things have slowed down to certain markets. But tell us about this area of Cascade Avenue.
Yeah.
What's happening in this neighborhood in terms of comparable sales? What's happening with this development opportunity that you mentioned in the listing as well? Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So West End is one of Atlanta's most culturally rich and strategically positioned neighborhoods. We're talking minutes away from the Beltline. The Atlanta Beltline is one of the largest urban redevelopment projects in the United States. So not just Atlanta, but the U.S. And this property is right in between the West End Mall redevelopment zone, which has just been approved and has just started construction. And they were also sitting in between the Cascade redevelopment zone. There's easy access to Interstate 20, which is a major artery through the city of Atlanta. And it sits also in the wave of a mixed-use revitalization. So that, like you said, has been taking place over not just the last 5 to 7 years, but it's just been a gradual progression. And we're actually seeing some of the remnants of that change. Lee and White is a new development that's also walking distance from this property. It sits right in the middle of a mix of residential and commercial properties. So it will be very easy for this property itself to be, it's currently R4, residential 4, but it will be an easy conversion to commercial if we wanted to change it to an office or even raise the property, like, you know, just tear this triplex idea down once we get done with using it as a residential property and converting it into something commercial. So that's something, you know, down the road that could be a consideration for anyone interested in investing in just the dirt itself. But
hold up. I got to take it off the screen. Yes. I got to take it off the screen real quick. And I got to really now do a little deep dive into what you just said.
Okay.
You say now, if someone has the money, they have the experience, they can buy this just for the land because it's already zoned commercial. And what could they build exactly? Could they build a multifamily here? Could they build a mixed use? What exactly, from a commercial standpoint, could they build on this plot of land?
They definitely could build a multifamily. I would have to do a little further research to see how we could maximize this, but it would be enough room for if you wanted to do an 8-unit, but you definitely could rebuild it as a 4-unit. It's already a 4-unit, right? You could rebuild it as a commercial property. So that, again, possibilities are endless. It sits in the middle of a gas station. There's a Kroger Plaza that is next door and walking distance to this. So there are laundromats, an auto zone, there are restaurants a few doors down, there are residences in between that. So again, there are no limits that I'm placing on what this plot could be.
Wow.
Yeah. So Matthew, wow. Are you in New Jersey or New York?
I'm in New York.
You're a New Yorker. Okay. So I hear that northern accent. Yeah. So, you know, traditionally, even though Atlanta is a metropolitan city, you know, we're still Southerners, right? So people come down here for the dirt. We're used to having acreage. We are not a dense city by design. We're becoming that. So, you know, we've not traditionally had like duplexes, quads. Like, it's just kind of like not our thing. So it happens, but it's a rare occurrence that an opportunity like this even presents itself, that there is a triplex available in Atlanta, especially in this heart of the city. So the opportunity itself is amazing just to get a property that's already divided up and able to be a multifamily. So you
how
know,
big is the lot?
The lot is only 2.2 acres.
Yes,
it's more deep than it is wide.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.
Okay. So you got endless possibilities with this property. But if somebody wanted to come in here, house hack, like what do you see, right, for this type of property, right? You know the neighborhood. This is your marketplace. What type of buyer do you think will be ideal for this property?
I think the buyer that did not immediately balk at that $728,000 price tag.
Very important.
Exactly. The first person who didn't look at that and say, oh, so probably not a traditional native Atlantan, I will say. Probably more so someone from your neck of the woods that is coming to Atlanta looking for, like you said, that house hack. Somebody who can live in that 1-1 or that 2-1 and rent out the other space and be comfortable. Maybe they have a college student that's here in the city of Atlanta. They want to make an investment that they want to constantly see returns on because, again, the AUC, which is very close, it's in the west end of Atlanta. We got Spelman, Clark, Morris Brown. Let me rephrase. We got Morris Brown, Clark, Spelman, Morehouse that are right around the corner. Endless university students that are always looking for housing year over year. That turnover happens for us, right, or every 4 years. So it would be ideal for a parent who has a student here that they have to house anyway. And that's what I was saying also about the mix of the units. It could attract professional couples. It could attract a company that has employees that come in. It's very close to the Atlanta airport. Of course, singles are always, you know, in search of somewhere comfortable, safe, and accessible to live. So there are, again, endless possibilities that are available from that standpoint as well. But again, this is for someone who's not balking at that price tag. They have the ability to come and sit on it. I see it personally as a 5 to 10 year residential property, keep riding out the multi-unit residential part of it. It could also be a short-term rental. Like I'm saying, that 1-1 is currently available downstairs. That could be generating income every weekend or out throughout the week. You know, now that affordable housing has become kind of a buzz in Atlanta, hopefully some incentives are going to be coming about for owners in this position with properties like these to make this available to City of Atlanta residents. And then, of course, Atlanta's a hub for worldwide events. I was going to say national events, but no, worldwide. In a few months, FIFA, the World Cup is coming to Atlanta.
Shit, and then hold on, shameless plug, InvestFest every August. InvestFest. In Atlanta, y'all.
In Atlanta. You just got how many ticket holders for InvestFest?
20,000 plus.
20,000 plus people. They are coming. They need those for those 2 days that they're getting that information packed into them. Mm-hmm. You have housing here available by the room to house some people that are coming to InvestFest, FIFA World Cup, Super Bowl 52, I think is the number, or 57, sorry, is coming to Atlanta in a couple of years. So all those events, we need housing for those people. Again, affordable housing is becoming an issue here in this city as well. I've seen a lot of room rentals as of late. This, again, has 6 bedrooms, 5 bathrooms. So if you wanted to rent it by the week, there's a possibility of that and how that could generate income for you, as well as the short-term rental model could be used here. So again, I and getting back to what I was saying, you know, for the next 5 to 10 years, if you could hold this property and use it as a residential unit, that would be amazing. And then after that, convert it into something commercial so that it, you are sure that it's in its highest and best use. Mm-hmm. That is a possibility. Just like I said, just owning this land and having access to this opportunity is just magnificent for this area because, again, they're rare. We are just now getting into the phase where we're trying to stack people on top of people and make this a more dense city. So we are, you know, now seeing people come in and build duplexes where we didn't have them before. But here's one that's been existing. It's already chopped up for you, not being maximized. And so I would love to have somebody who comes in here with a vivid vision and takes advantage of what we have available.
No, I love this. Like I said, I think this place has so much potential. Chat, y'all let me know. Let's talk about, because you named so many different various. This place is definitely flexible because you can hit all your buckets, house hack. You can short term, midterm, you can long term tenant with this as well. Rental income. Let's touch on that real brief. How much rental income can you get gross from this if you had a long term tenant?
If you had a long term tenant, let's start at the top. The 2-bedroom, 2-bath market rental rates in Atlanta max. Well, I won't say max, but for this, I would say probably an average of $1,800 monthly for a 12-month lease or month-to-month lease on the 2-2. Mm-hmm. For the 1-1, $1,450.
Okay.
And then for the 2-1, I'm going to go $1,600 a month.
Okay, about $1,600 a month. Okay. So we're looking at $1,800, $1,450, and $1,600. So we're looking at a total of $4,850 a month in gross rental income. So like you said, this is a good house hacking situation, in my opinion. It's going to supplement supplement your mortgage and bring your out-of-pocket expense. I mean, you're going to pay less than what you would pay for rent, right? And you have ownership of this property, but then you also have the development opportunity that you're also getting with this property. And I think that's really the huge upside, is really paying attention to the area over the next 5 years. And if you're holding on this piece of land that's already zoned for, you know, potentially up to an 8-unit building, you know, this could be, you know, a home run, right? Mm-hmm. This is turnkey property. Yes, it's already rehabbed. So that's for the person who's looking for just, I want to walk in day one, mm-hmm, and be able to collect from this. But let's back this up a little bit different than this, right? Because when you buy in a multifamily yard, this is one thing you have to realize, the benefits of the tax benefits that come along with multifamily ownership is second to none, right? This is automatically going to put you in a whole different tax bracket and help you minimize your taxes because of the price point, because it is a multifamily. The IRS is recognizing this as investment purposes as well. You'll be able to file schedule at ease, be able to do depreciation strategies. So this is going to help you bring down your taxable income, which in turn, if you are a W-2 person, you could get a larger refund. If you're part of the inner circle, you know we talk about this all the time. Now, also, what I would say, FHA mortgage loan limits just went up for 2026. Matter of fact, you know what? I want to share that. Because this is some good information for everybody, right? Because 2026, we have new loan limits for conventional Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and also FHA just released, I think a couple of days ago, mm-hmm, their 2026 loan limits. So this is something that can help everybody, right? I'm going to show you the screen. Let me just go to this real quick. So if you don't know, And I'm gonna put this link in the chat too, because you know I always like to give you guys information. So let me put this. If you don't know, so FHA, when you see loan limits increase, it doesn't, and I put the link in the chat too, y'all. The loan limits don't automatically, conventional and FHA don't always match up, right? Just depending on where you are in the country, you can get a lot less. So all you have to do is just come to HUD's website and you can type in, it'll look like this. I put in the county, Georgia, Fulton. You make sure calendar year is 2026. And then you hit send, and then it will bring up the loan limits for this county, Fulton, right? And it says one family, you can go up to $718,000. For three family, you can go up to $1.1 million now.
Look how far below that limit we are.
you're well below the limit.
Well below.
So essentially someone can come in here and do a FHA loan and put as little as $25,000 down on this property. Obviously, you still will have closing costs as well. You have to get pre-approval.
Well, that depends on who's negotiating for you. Do you have closing costs?
Whoa, there we go. Now we're talking.
Oh.
Now we're talking.
I don't think I had a client pay any closing costs in this year, 2025. I'll have to look and check, double check myself. But I will say that if they did, it was very minimal, very minimal.
Wow. Wow. Look, you never know, right? But there's a lot of opportunities when it comes to this property, y'all. I would say, you know, this is, if you're looking to get pre-approved, obviously, like I told you guys earlier, you can hit me and my team up. But if you want to know more information about this property, if somebody wanted to contact you today, Arne, how could they go about getting in touch with you to learn more about this property in the development area?
I am so easy to find. So Arne Harrison, I am the Owner Suite on all platforms. That is Instagram, the Owner Suite, TikTok, which I rarely use, the Owner Suite, and my telephone number, 404-247-1901. It's because 404 24/7. I am working for you. 1901. And then my website is theownersuite.com. So super easy to find. Or you could circle back to this video with Matthew and click, 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 or Google my name. So super easy to find. And I would love to have a discussion with you about this property and its endless possibilities.
Okay, guys. So I put all your information on the screen. You got the email. You got everything you need right there on the screen, y'all. Definitely contact Arne about this property. Contact me for financing, garlandgroup@unmb.com. Let's get you pre-approved. But first and foremost, thank you guys for watching. As always, if you have any thoughts, I'm pretty sure a lot of you do, put them in the chat. Some of y'all stop texting me who's watching this right now. y'all can just stop it. I'm like, my phone is over here buzzing about this property. So y'all can stop texting me. Contact on there directly about this. any parting words?
You know, I'm just so excited. Congratulations to you. We got a head start on 2026. Listen, who's waiting to January 1st to implement all that we need? Matthew has said he wants everything.
Yes.
And I'm standing side by side before 2026 with Matthew Garland saying, yes, I want everything you drop, every crumb that Matthew leaves or everyone we can share, I'm right here getting it with him. And I encourage you all that we are setting an example today. If you wait until January 1st, January 2nd, January 5th is the first Monday, you too late. We already in the game. Let's go, baby. And if you see any inkling of a possibility that this could be the right property for you, that we could be the right team for you, I encourage you to figure out how to let's make that happen.
I love that for you. I love that for you. All right, y'all. Everybody tap in. Any questions, concerns, reach out directly. All the information is going to be in the description of this video, to Arne, to myself, to this property. And I hope you guys got some useful information out of today's segment. That's all I got for y'all. I'm going to tap in with you guys a little bit later today. All right. This is Matt Garland, NMLS number 58700, better known as MG, the Mortgage Guy. Peace.
Thank you.
That was good.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.